I think that is definitely a decline in trust. But what we're finding through our work is that there's also a growing hunger to kind of build a fairer and better society. But the problem we see is that there's a disconnect between what people want and what institutions are able to do to respond to those kind of desires.
And what do you think the implications of that are?
I think our democracy and many Western democracies are in pretty bad shape. I think for the last few decades, governments have failed to invest in the basic functioning of how states work, which means that people in the most marginalized communities just don't get their voice heard. So I think, sadly, the reality of that is that there's a democracy gap, which is the most affluent and privileged people get much more access to democracy than everyone else. The problem with that is obviously huge, which means that kind of government services, government policy are shaped around the most privileged in society. And that, I believe, is one of the root causes of the decline in trust.
And do you think that decline in trust in institutions affects charities as much as anyone else, more than anyone else?
I think it does. I think it affects organizations that hold power, provide services, and people kind of need to want to believe are looking out for them. I think the principal people to be concerned about this is our governments and politicians, but I think also kind of large NGOs need to understand that there's just growing skepticism between big bureaucracies and how they behave and what their intentions are.
Yeah. And how do you think charities, campaigning organizations can react to this situation?
By talking to people in marginalized communities, people who don't get that involved in political life and campaigning, and asking them what their life is like and what they want to see change. So we've, in the last year, launched a training program in Yorkshire. And we launched just after we saw demand for our original program, Campaign Bootcamp, grow to 7 applicants per spot on camp, which was great. But that meant we had to turn away 6 out of every 7 people who applied. So we've launched this new program in Yorkshire to provide training to people who are in marginalized communities who have not done much campaigning, if any. And what's very interesting to us is most of the groups and people we talk to don't know of all the large charities that I've grown up with and admired. They're just irrelevant. And I think the thing, it's a roundabout way of giving bad news, which is, I think one of the big things that big institutions need to recognize is they're becoming increasingly irrelevant, especially in marginalized communities. Mm-hmm. And if they really want to challenge injustice in this country, they need to change the way they work so that they are present and supportive to people no matter where they are in the country.
And is your sense that they will change and adapt, or that actually new organizations, new campaigning structures will come into being which will take over that traditional role that big charities have had?
I have hope that they'll adapt, but I don't feel like that's likely. I think, and that's because large organizations have a lot of internal incentives and processes and history, and that can restrict them changing the way they work. So I think it's much more likely that it'll be new organizations, kind of small charities, small, just unformed groups, even just kind of people working together, that will actually be at the forefront of kind of building a fairer and better democracy.
And what do you think, what will the implications of that new landscape be for the way that wider civil society operates?
Okay, so I think the implications of that could be huge, because it'll mean that if the organizations, these big organizations, realize that they are not doing enough to support people in marginalized communities, and they manage to change their behavior to actually get into those communities, things could be great, because these big organizations with a rich history will find a new area to work and a new relevance, and that'll be good. That's my optimistic hope. I think what's more likely is that small organizations will occupy this space, will do the best they can with limited resources, And then gradually over time, people will start to realize that these small organizations are much more effective and much more relevant to the world we now live in, which in turn would mean the decline of the larger organizations, as people will naturally question what's the point of them. So I think there is a real, there's a real kind of question to grapple with for larger organizations, which is like, what do we do? How do we make sure we're really good at it? And what do we stop doing because we're not going to be good at it? And my hope is that these larger organizations will realize that they need to really go out there and work with groups that they're not normally in touch with, especially in marginalized communities.
And presumably the implication of that as well is that it's an opportunity for smaller organizations to fill a space that previously they haven't been able to fill.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So I think, yeah, there's a huge opportunity for smaller organizations using like new technology, finding crowdfunding and micro grants to go out there and do fantastic work that would never have been possible when you needed a huge infrastructure behind you.
Yeah, that question about infrastructure seems to me a really relevant one, that it's not just the decline in trust that allows that new situation. It's new technologies and new ways of doing campaigning as well, right?
Right, totally. And like, you just don't need, when I was growing up, I thought you needed huge infrastructure behind, like press departments, big budgets, awesome contacts. Like, you don't need any of that these days. Like, your social media, basic websites, crowdfunding, you can do a huge amount with just kind of a basic laptop and basic phone. And some of the best changes actually happen from those starts. So that's both exciting for people who aren't at big organizations and should terrify especially the leadership at large organizations, because their kind of monopoly on relevance is declining rapidly.